More now on giving to charity and how we can know that when we make a gift to a charity, it's going to be used in the way we intended it to be. Joining us is Bennett Weiner, who is the Chief Operating Officer for the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first of all, in short, how can I know if I get a solicitation in the mail or by phone and I send in $25? How do I know how much of that is actually going for the purpose described in the solicitation?
Well, in terms of finances, there's only one way to know, and that's to seek out additional facts in most cases, either to ask the charity itself or to go to outside sources for help to find out how much of your dollar is being spent on the charity's programs as opposed to fundraising expenses. There are places online that you can use. First, our own website of give.org. You can find out the results of our evaluations of over 500 groups that nationally solicit. If you want to look at the actual financial statements of the charity, there's also another website at www.guidestar.org. There you can find and access the IRS Form 990, which is the annual federal return that charities file with the federal government each year if they bring in more than $25,000.
And of course, for somebody giving a small gift, for someone who's not a major philanthropist, this could be a lot of work for a single check.
It could be. And for people who just want to make a giving decision based on the appeal alone, there are some red flags that I would encourage people to think about. One is, watch out for cases of mistaken identity. There are over 850,000 organizations that have the charitable tax-exempt status. Many of them have similar sounding names. So be careful. The one soliciting you may not be the one you have in mind. And also, watch out for excessive pressure. That may be a red flag that something is amiss. And finally, look at the specific description of the charity's programs. It shouldn't be a mystery. One or two sentences that clearly identify what the charity is about and how it goes about its work. If you can't find that upfront in the charity's appeal, go to an organization whose solicitations are more clear.
Now, let's say we go so far as to find out how much of a particular charity's funds actually go to the programs that they're running and how much, say, go for fundraising. What, in the view of your organization, are the good answers? What would you say is a good answer to those questions?
Well, two of the 23 voluntary standards that we use in evaluating charities recommend that at least half, 50% of the charity's income be spent on its program service activities. Of the charities that we evaluate, it probably ranges around 72% average that goes to the programs. And we also hope that total fundraising costs will not exceed 35%. About 10% of the national charities that we evaluate don't meet the 35% test that we have. There are some charities that claim that a portion of their actual campaign costs, the cost of sending the appeal, is part of their programs because they believe they're advocating or educating the public on some particular cause. I would say of the national charities that we evaluate, roughly half of them recognize some appeal or activity as combining both a program service and an educational advocacy function at the same time. The real issue in evaluation is, have they exaggerated what they should be doing based on the accounting rules? Do the appeals actually demonstrate their intent to try to get someone to do something other than make a gift?
Well, Mr. Weiner, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Bennett Weiner of the Better Business Bureau.